I do want to welcome each one to this part of the service. It's been good to be here. I've been blessed by the all the way through. I was blessed by the songs and the thoughts on who Jesus is. I had to think this morning to come in here, and it's getting a little bit normal to come here for church, a little bit more than it was a week ago anyway. But I had, I don't know if I'll mention his name or not, but so he hasn't been attending here that many years, so he asked me, should I take a chair or a bench? And I said, well, to me, the benches are more comfortable. I said, those are the benches we used to sit on over here in this church 40-some years ago. And he said, you sure aged a lot more than them. So, which is probably true. They don't look much different. But I had to think, if, you know, there's a lot. When we moved here 41 years ago, something like that, that's where we were for about a year. And then I think they were in use probably 12 to 13 years. So if you put your ears up to the bench and listen real carefully, you might hear a lot of stories. They could tell you a lot. Not really, but there's a lot of history there. So anyway, it's good to be here and glad to have everyone here. I'd like to maybe read a few verses out of Matthew chapter 6 this morning for a devotional meditation. Matthew chapter 6, maybe starting with verse 30. He says, wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Just a few thoughts on this. Yesterday we had a customer appreciation day out the shop, and this one of our customers came up to me, and there's a couple of us standing there. I don't know who was with me, but he said, are you planting a garden? So here we go, it's garden season again, right? He said, are you planting a garden? And I said, yeah, I think so. I mean, at least some. And I said, we probably better would, which shouldn't we? You better would. He said, better not just be maybe. He said, you better plant a garden. I said, so is that all we're going to have to eat? And he said, very well could be all you have to eat. So, I don't know exactly where all he was coming from, but had a good idea. So, again, some of you, I know, don't agree with me that gardens are really that necessary, but I think it's good. It's something that just good to get your hands in the dirt, and it's good to eat what you grow. So there's a blessing in that. So for whatever that's worth. But I had to think about that. So he was concerned. What was his concern? Where was he coming from? How much should we be concerned and worried about our future, about every detail of our lives? I mean, how we're going to, what we're going to eat tomorrow, the next day, the needs. You know, not many of us have been sitting at a table like George Mueller and his group, and table all set, and sitting there, and no food on the table, no food in the cupboards, no food in the freezers, but they're ready to eat, and they're hungry, and there's a lot of children there. And, you know, if you've read those stories, the need was always met. The food always came. There is a verse in the Old Testament, in 2 Kings 25:30, talking about King Jehoiakim, after he was taken captive down there in Babylon, and he was in prison, and the king raised him up. I don't remember the exact details there. He brought him up to the higher than the level of his princes around him. And he says in 2 Kings 25:30, it says, "And his allowance was a continual allowance given him of the king, a daily rate for every day, all the days of his life." So the king did not give him so much silver or gold. Now this should last you for 10 years, 20 years, or the rest of your life. But he brought him up. He gave him what he needed. It says a daily allowance, a daily rate for every day, all the days of his life. You know, isn't that, if we read this, in this passage we just read, "If God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" And there's, I believe all we believe, we all believe we need to look out. We need we don't just simply spend everything we have today and not worry what we're going to eat tomorrow. That's not what he's saying, but we don't sit here worrying about the future. We take one day at a time. We do not need tomorrow's supplies yet, because that day isn't here yet. We don't need to worry about the August thirst in April. We're not there yet. You know, we can't eat or drink more than the day's supply of food and raiment. Drink or wear more. And the surplus gives us the care of storing it. You know, we all probably have connected with people that have hidden storage places and things where they have lots of food stored. You have to worry about moisture and worry about your food running. You have to worry about, they also, when they do that, they usually have to make sure they have the means to protect that stuff in the event of a catastrophe or something, so that they have it to eat, so that they're not, people don't come take it away from them. So that brings fear and care. When there's too much, there's worry about how we're going to take care of it, how we're going to keep it against from a thief. You know, one, those of you that are hikers, and you see hikers hiking with, some of them have one, I think they call them a walking stick or whatever they are, some carry two, and that's a help. If you've ever hiked a steep trail, right, if you get a good stick, first time I did that, I thought that was kind of weird. Why do you need a stick to help you? But there's something about it. It helps you. But so if you have one or two, it helps you, right? If somebody gives you 20 and you're hiking up a steep trail, is that going to help you? What are you going to do with the other 18 or 19? They're a burden. You're not going to take them with you. So you can only use so much. And I think when we think of God's mercy, his grace, and his goodness, you know, we're not promised the grace for tomorrow, for next week, for next month, for next year, but he's promised to give that to us as we need it. And he may be calling you to be his hands and his feet to share in that, in those needs. You may be receiving that from others. And I trust that's... Trust we all do that. We're all willing to reach out to each other and meet those needs. The verse in 2 Corinthians 12:9, where Paul was told, he said, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." My grace is sufficient for thee. That's a promise to each one that God gives. We are promised the grace that we need for today. We're not promised to have it, that he's going to give it today for the rest of our lives. But we can rest in that assurance that that daily portion, like King Jehoiakim was giving, that daily rate for every day, all the days of his life, that's what he has promised us. And it may come through word, through ministry, by meditation, in prayer, and in waiting on God, we'll receive that strength. In Jesus, you know, the one that was talked about there in the devotional, the prophet, you know, in him, everything we need is laid up. We can enjoy that continual allowance, that daily rate for every day. And we need never go hungry while the daily bread of grace is on the table of mercy. Let's bow our heads for prayer.